صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل. وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره حمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما، وغناك عنه قديم وهو عندي كثير، وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. اللهم يا ربي إنك تدعوني فولني عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك، فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجود عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الأسباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه، وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزة الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمة العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني. فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاسم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. اللهم وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك ومنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة اللهم صل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك القائمة بدينك استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا اللهم أعزه أعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق أخافة أحد من الخلق اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا اللهم المن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وانصرنا به على عدونا على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفوه ونصر تعزوه وسلطان حق تظهروه ورحمة منك تجللناها وعافية منك تلبسناها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات.
ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے، دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے، دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر، مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر، مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر، دنیا میں کس طرح کی مصیبت مچائی ہے، دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے، کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے، کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے، ملجم نے ضرب آج علی کے لگائی ہے، دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. زخمی پدر کو دیکھ کے حسنین رو پڑے رو پڑے رو پڑے، زین دینِ رسولِ پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی آپ کے مولا ہوئے شہید آئی صدائے غیب کے مولا ہوئے شہید آئی صدائے غیب کے مولا ہوئے شہید ہر سمت مومنوں پہ اداسی سی چھائی ہے دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے مولا علی مولا علی لرزی زمیں حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد لرزی زمیں حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد لرزی زمیں حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد ظالم یہ تو نے کیسی قیامت مچائی ہے دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات خونِ علی کو دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات خونِ علی کو دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات سجدے میں روزے دار نے تلوار کھائی ہے بجھائی ہے مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی بچوں کے بین سن کے ملائک بھی رو پڑے بچوں کے بین سن کے ملائک بھی رو پڑے بچوں کے بین سن کے ملائک بھی رو پڑے رویا خدائے پاک تو روئی خدائی ہے دینِ مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی روتا قلم ہے میرا مناظر میں کیا لکھوں روتا قلم ہے میرا مناظر میں کیا لکھوں روتا قلم ہے میرا مناظر میں کیا لکھوں ثقلین کے ولی پہ جو ضربت لگائی ہے دینِ رسول پاک کی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات
العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد رجل فرجه. We express our condolences to the Imam of our time, first and foremost, and to all of the followers and lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, on the occasion of the night of the Dharba, as he was hit with the sword on such a night, on the night of the 19th of Ramadan, just before Fajr, in the Jami' or the Grand Mosque of Kufa. Ruhi laka al-fida. Inshallah, one of these years we have the opportunity to be in Najaf on this night and be in the Masjid of Kufa on this night. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi has been known as awwalu mazloom. It's hard to imagine a person being more mazloom than Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. I don't think we can really feel what it means to be treated the way Ali ibn Abi Talib was after the demise and the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. For what happened, that is even close, it's very difficult. And part of what happened after the demise of the Prophet continued not for the 25 years when Amir al-Mu'mineen was not officially the governor, the one who governed, the ruler, the Khalifa, officially, meaning having governance, people coming to him. 25 years he was not considered the Khalifa, although he was, but in terms of his official position in that society, there were others that were considered the rulers, others were ruling. Some of what happened after the demise of the Prophet didn't continue only over the course of those 25 years. It continued afterwards as well. Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, in the Masjid of Kufa, when he is the Khalifa. For every other Khalifa, for every other governor, people would bend backwards to suck up to that ruler, to say something that would please them, and they didn't care if it was true or not. Just say something to give them, make that ruler. He talks about the incident of Ghadir and what happened and what the Prophet said. And he asked all those who were there and are currently in the masjid to stand and testify. They didn't. Some of them did, some of them didn't. Amir al-Mu'mineen cursed those who didn't. What? Is this imaginable? When he is the Khalifa, they still don't want to express this. Don't want to say that he was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi appointed him as the Khalifa. You can't get to who it's happening to. Both of those need to be put together. And why that's happening to them. Is it because Ali ibn Abi Talib wanted something for himself? Did he dispute with someone over something that was personal for himself? Not. Everything that he dealt with and he was mistreated by the people was something that Ali ibn Abi Talib wanted and pushed for the people, for the ummah of the Prophet. None of it for himself. If he said, the Prophet appointed me as the first Khalifa in the Masjid of Kufa, is he trying to say, hey people, you didn't recognize this is who I am, hey. Was he trying to do that? Of course not. Ali ibn Abi Talib wasn't trying to do that. Ali ibn Abi Talib was trying to help these people. 25 years, you saw rulers do things based on what they called their ijtihad, which means their opinion. The ijtihad at that time and ijtihad at this time, when Shia ulama use ijtihad, they say this person is a mujtahid, is a completely different concept. Ijtihad in the concept or in the usage of the Shia fuqaha, jurist, means a jurist putting all their effort in understanding the verses of the Quran, hadith of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. That's what ijtihad means. Ijtihad then meant they put all their effort in thinking what they thought is best. They thought the Prophet was wrong. They say, this is my ijtihad. Ijtahada wa akhta. The Prophet said, on the day of Ghadir, the way he said it, the way he put it, the way he set up that platform, he did all of that. And they say, well, the guy, ijtahada wa akhta. He put his mind to it, and he thought, if the Prophet were here now, he's passed. If he were here now, he would change what he said. Ijtahada wa akhta. 25 years you heard things from people that claim to be the Khalifa, the successors to the Prophet, supposedly ruling based on Islam, based on the Sunnah of the Prophet, but I will tell you, for your own good, 25 years is gone. I'm not going to regain 25 years. We're not going to go back in time. It's for you to know that what you saw was not necessarily correct. They didn't have approval from the Prophet. And if you see anything Ali does different than theirs, for your good, it's good for you to recognize this to be correct and that to be wrong, anywhere where there's difference. It's good for you. Ali is qasimul jannati wan nar. He's the one that divides people up between heaven and hell. It doesn't matter to him if you accept him or you don't. It's for your good. It's good for you to know what he says is right and what they said is wrong. Yet, even at these times, you see people like that, they won't recognize. Create confusion. Well, that person, he didn't say, is it iffy? Are we certain? Did the Prophet really say that? People get confused. When some of the companions of the Prophet who were there, who were in Hajjatul Wada, they were part of that process. They were in Ghadir. They don't get up and testify. What happens? Some people were like, okay, well, it's known that Ali didn't agree with those other guys. Now he's making a claim. These guys who support him are supporting him and saying it was true. The other guys are not. Is it really true or is it not? The biggest problem during the time of Khilafah of Ali ibn Abi Talib is confusion. He created a lot of confusion. There are historic roots for why confusion was a possibility at that time in ways that it wasn't possible prior to that. And then there's things that happened there and then. Anyway, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, being Qasimul Jannah wa Nar, explaining to people what I say is from the Prophet. Anyone else at that time who claims, who says, who speaks on behalf of the Prophet needs to be checked with Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the other hadith, we have Aliyun ma'al haq wal haqqu ma'a Ali yaduru haythuma dar. Wherever Ali goes, haq is there. Anyone else says anything, doesn't really matter. Check it with Ali. Did Ali agree with that or did he not? If he did, that means the Prophet said that. That means the Prophet taught that. If he didn't, that means the Prophet didn't teach that. This idea, this belief that we have needs to become a practical belief, brothers and sisters. We have got to say this, be proud of it, state this fact over and over and over and over to remind ourselves of this truth, of this important practical truth. This is not something to know and just be proud of because I know this. This is to guide us to look at what Ali ibn Abi Talib said and make sure we're following that. Today, now again expressing before I get to the today part, look, Aliyun ma'al haq wal haqqu ma'a Ali is not limited to that historic context. It's not about what happened 1400 years ago. The reason why we're proud of it today is because it's applicable today. It applies to us today. The same discussions that Ali ibn Abi Talib had with his companions, and there were people around him that disagreed with him and people who agreed with him, we still have the same things today. Same topics, same discussions. And again, you have these other notions, these other beliefs, these other views that are out there. Again, we need to remind ourselves, الْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ عَلِيٌّ مَعَ الْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ. Haq is wherever Ali is. Look at what Ali said. Look at what Ali did. Find answers to the questions based on what Ali ibn Abi Talib said. If anyone says anything that agrees with Ali, we accept it because it agrees with Ali. If anyone says anything that disagrees with what Ali says, I'm sorry, al-haqqu ma'a Ali, no one else. What are some of those topics, some of those discussions that we have today, we had back then, and we have today? One of them has to do with nifaq, has to do with munafiqeen, has to do with identifying and dealing with munafiqeen, those who claim they are Muslim, those who claim they believe in the Prophet, they believe in the Quran, yet what they preach, what they teach, what they say, the way they interpret the Quran, the way they say, we follow this Quran, this explanation, this hadith of the Prophet, that they fabricate or misinterpret. You see, it goes against Islam. How do you deal with that? The example during Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi's time, is Muawiyah. Everybody knew at that time there's this effort that the Umayyads put in, and it seems like the Abbasids to a certain degree also went along with that. The Abbasids hated the Umayyads, okay? When the Abbasids came to power, they did everything in their power to badmouth the Umayyads because they came to power defeating the Umayyads. Obviously, they're going to badmouth the Umayyads. But it seems like one figure was left out, and that's Muawiyah. It seems like there are people that admire Muawiyah. Say he is someone who wrote the Wahy, the Quran. Iblis knew God's word. That doesn't make you a good person. There are those that are a little confused about that. At the time, though, outside of Sham, and Sham, that's a different thing. Outside of Sham, too good, whatever they heard of it, those who knew of it. Not the masses, the masses, or around Amir al-Mu'mineen. Whatever came from Muawiyah, there was one notion, one opinion, one view that suggested, well, however, how do we deal with them? Okay, just calm down. We'll gradually deal with him. Remove him from his position, put someone there. But one of the first messages he wrote, one of the first things he wrote was the letter appointing the governor. The second Khalifa set you as the governor of Sham. Now I'm removing you. This other person is from. They came and told Ali ibn Abi Talib, just calm down a little bit. Not right now. Let's eventually do that. Now, when you, it's one of two reasons. Or they didn't understand that you need to fight a munafiq. One of these two, they didn't understand. Specific verses in Surah At-Tawbah is this. جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم. جاهد الكفار. The same way that you need to have jihad against the kuffar, the Muslim nation, you can't allow that to happen. You're responsible. You have to fight them. This is what the Quran says. Well, these are Muslimin, aren't they? They read the Quran, don't they? Why would they come as a munafiq? Which many times happens, or they didn't realize that if the person is a munafiq, you need to fight them. It's not something like, okay, you know, we have differences of opinion, and there are some in the community of believers. Everybody, inshallah, is a believer. Everybody is good. They all yes, and so on and so forth. And that doesn't make you necessarily a believer. Muawiyah used to lead Friday prayers, be it that sometimes it was on Wednesday, but he still led Friday prayers. Some of us don't want to look for munafiqin. We think it's a wrong thing to do. I remember there was a Hausa student right here in California, like, no, we don't need to do that. We need to have good, we need to think well of people. Oh, so thinking well of people, of relating Ali ibn Abi Talib being the one who determines what's right. First who say, oh, we should think well of everybody. Everybody. Of people in general, okay? We're told to think well of people. Let's present that to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib agree with that? Ali ibn Abi Talib says, no, in that way. Ali ibn Abi Talib recognized him clearly as a munafiq who needs to be taken out. Jahid al-kuffara wal-munafiqin. They're taking it back to their Sufyani way of life. These were the tulaqa that the Prophet said they should never have any position. When the Prophet conquered Mecca, Abu Sufyan and his family were tulaqa. He freed them. He released them. The Muslim nation. That's how it's supposed to be. Now Muawiyah is there. Now they're arguing. And then people, these are Muslimin. Ali ibn Abi Talib says, no, we're not going to put up with this. He says, munafiq jahid al-kufara wal-munafiqin waghlud alayhim. The Qur'an tells us, who says think well of everyone? Where is it in the Qur'an to think well of everyone? The Qur'an says, identify your enemy, in one context, which is very clear, is one that, again, we don't relate to our daily lives, is Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is your enemy, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Take him as your enemy. He repeatedly got, our forefather, our mother and father, Adam and Eve, were deceived by Iblis. Why? Them into going against what God said. After they did it, God says, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّهُ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Didn't I tell you he is a clear enemy, a manifest enemy of yours? So we're supposed to add, if we're supposed to think well of everyone, what happens to that part? Where is the verse that says look or think well of everyone? Think well of anyone who says they're Muslim. Do we have that in the Quran? If we do, then why do we have so many verses of the Holy Quran talking about munafiqeen? Describing who munafiqeen are, saying that when they go to prayer, they're not really into it. They don't remember God too much. They don't want to be reminded of that too much. The Quran tells us we've got to identify them. We have to. And then the Quran says, جاهد الكفار والمنافقين. Ali ibn Abi Talib implemented that. Ali ibn Abi Talib implemented that. When Ali ibn Abi Talib to the community comes and expresses and tries to tell them what happened, that is the process of trying to enlighten the people, inform them against the misinformation that's there, that who is spreading, these munafiqeen have been spreading. We have a responsibility, brothers and sisters. We have munafiqeen. That's what the Quran has spoken of. During the time of the Prophet, they were munafiqeen, hypocrites. After the demise of the Prophet, they were hypocrites. During the time of the Imams, they were hypocrites. The hypocrites at the time of Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayh are not Sunnis. For those who think hypocrites mean Sunni, doesn't think about anyone who identifies as Shia. No, the hypocrites at the time of Imam al-Sadiq are actually the ones who identify as Shia. They're the hypocrites. We have a person by the name of Abu al-Khattab at the time of Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayh. He went to the Imam and got, there was a rise, a revival of tashayyu', and so they needed, went and got this representation from Imam al-Sadiq. Then he betrayed Imam al-Sadiq and he started preaching things that were wrong. He started saying things, exaggerations about, you say a lot of nice things about the Ahlul Bayt. Well, they're not there to tell anybody that this guy's fraud, this guy is phony. The more you say nice things about the Ahlul Bayt, the people who love the Ahlul Bayt are going to like you. You want to use that to teach people away from the path of the Ahlul Bayt. That's exactly what he announced publicly. Abu al-Khattab is no longer a representative. In fact, Abu al-Khattab is mal'oon. He announced publicly, he is cursed. Everyone needs to curse him. Whatever books you have of him, of his companions, burn them. He is not my representative. He is not a Shia. Anyone who prays the way they do, they started preaching that you need to pray when it's completely dark, when the stars are out and bright, which is not our view. So that's when you pray. That's when the imams have taught. The imam said, whoever prays like that is in hellfire. What is the imam doing? Clarifying. This guy's a munafiq. You say, munafiq, you should not follow him. Munafiq. The munafiq at the time of the minor occultation, Abu al-Azaqir, we have another munafiq there. He was also the representative of the 12th Imam during the minor occultation. Abu al-Azaqir, al-Shalmaghani, the other name he has. 2 years as a representative of Hussein ibn Ruh, the third deputy of the 12th Imam. Then again, he started exaggerating, saying really spiritual so-called stuff about the Ahlul Bayt and about the representatives. It's really interesting. He started saying to the people that the second deputy was a manifestation of one of the Ahlul Bayt. I forget if it was Ali ibn Abi Talib, someone, but his daughter, who was still alive, because the second deputy had passed. Muhammad ibn Uthman ibn Sa'id had passed. His daughter was around. Shalmaghani was telling people that he was trying to get close to him. So he was telling them that this daughter of the second deputy, Fatima al-Zahra, is in this woman. Al-Bastan, the tribe that was really close to him, she tells Hussein ibn Ruh that I went to visit the house of Al-Bastan. When I went in, these women came, they fell to my feet, they started kissing and crying and all of that. I said, what the heck are you guys doing? They said, well, we're not supposed to say, but we know you're very high. And so he said, tell me, what is it? They said, no, Shalmaghani has told us not to say. She repeatedly told them, you must tell me. And they said, well, we know that Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha's soul is in you. She said, what the heck is that? That's not me. Of course I'm not her. Bite your tongues. Astaghfirullah. What are you talking about? They said, no. We were told. Abu al-Adhaqir told us that you're going to do this. But we're confident. We're sure. And again, Hussein ibn Ruh, just like the imams, he was a representative of the, from now on, is wrong. Anything he has attributed to us has to be checked with other things, other books. He's mal'oon. Some people still listen. They're going to be different. The munafiqeen of today are different. How do we identify the munafiqeen of today? The Quran talks to us regarding that matter. There's a similarity between our time and the time of the Prophet that allows us to more easily find the munafiqeen. More easily. How is that? During the time of Imam al-Sadiq that he lived around, and the people that generally the Shias were around were either Sunni or Shia, they were all Muslim. If a Shia who claimed to be an identified, you're going to be a munafiq in that society, in those conditions, it might have been harder to identify that nifaq. At the time of the Prophet, munafiq was someone that claimed to be with the Muslimin, but they were actually with the kuffar. During the time of Imam Sadiq, there were no kuffar or open kuffar. Nobody opened based on Islamic teachings, but everybody was Muslim. There was no kafir to try to side with them or anything like that. Today, in this global condition that we have, we are at a time where the rise of the Sufyani has occurred, the kuffar have risen, you have the Western powers coming to power, becoming the global powers, the Spaniards, the Portuguese, then some of the other European nations, then the British, and then now it's the United States of America. They're dominating the world. Kuffar, these are kuffar. The Quran tells us a mu'min, a Muslim, according to the Quran, has got to have wilaya with whom? With Muslimin. There's got to be al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. You need to have this wilaya between yourselves. La awliya are whom? Mu'minin, Muslimin. You're not supposed to have wilaya with the kuffar. What does wilaya mean? The mu'minat with the imams. Where does it start? What's the foundation of that wilaya? It's in the heart. When your heart gravitates towards Allah, gravitates towards the Ahlul Bayt, gravitates towards the Prophet, loves Ali ibn Abi Talib truly as he was, wants to be like him, wants to be with him, loves in the heart, that if I understand that Imam al-Hussein does not like part of what I do, part of what I have, behavioral aspect to that, but it stems from something within. You love him, you want him, you want him to be pleased with you, you want him to like you. If the Imam of our time was in this city, around this neighborhood, you would want him to come to this house, to this majlis. That's in my town, in my neighborhood. But if you really have that gravitation, you'll throw that thing out. You'll run to wherever the Imam is and say, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, please come. I threw it out. I came to know you didn't like this. When your heart gravitates towards them, this is how you're going to behave. This is wilaya. This is where it starts. Then, again, there's the behavioral aspect. Then there's how it manifests in your behavior, in your words. Wilaya of the kuffar is the same. How many times does the Quran say, describing the munafiqeen, that when they go to the kuffar, it's in their heart, we're with you, we're not with them. They come here, they say they're with you, with them. Their hearts gravitate towards the kuffar. The hearts gravitate towards these symbols, these idols of the kuffar. We all like God's creation. We all like what God made. Where'd that come from? It's Western, obviously. It's not Eastern. Eastern homes look differently. When you look at the Eastern homes, when the Western arch, it's a bummer, isn't it? But that's just how it is. You look at that, you look at this, forget this, I want that. Well, that's okay. That's not liking the... If I come to know that the 12th Imam says, right now, I don't want you to have that. You say, okay, I like that, but I'm not going to have it because I want what the 12th Imam wants. That means, where's your heart? Your heart is on that side. The Imam of our time doesn't want it right now because I know he wants it. It's one of the things that the Quran says, Man harrama zinatullah. This is zinatullah. Who says it's haram? It's not.
Liking things in that exist in the West, technological advancements, architectural advancements, Western cities, this is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. This is not having wilaya of the kuffar. Where is the wilaya of the kuffar? Where you like them, you prefer them over. It's them. I want them to be pleased with me. Remember? For the Imam of time, if you love him, you want him to be pleased. You're going to go and find him and say, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, I apologize. We have Muslimin that feel like that towards the kuffar. They want to go to the Queen of England if they're in Britain and say, Queen, we apologize. The speaker was over. This is not our view. We thought he's going to talk about Imam Hussein, which is a historic thing. It doesn't hurt your highness. If we would have known he's going to say anything that you don't like, we wouldn't have invited him. What is this? If they're in the U.S., somebody comes here and they discuss the U.S. government. During the Trump administration, he was such a maniac that everybody was attacking the Trump administration. Everybody was laughing at Trump. And I think Trump liked it. He was a showman. He wanted people to laugh at him. He didn't have trouble with everybody laughing at him in the UN. That's what he did for a living. He thinks it's funny. No, the establishment. The establishment that kills Muslimin, that fights Islam,
that doesn't allow Islam to speak what it has.
It says, no, you need to. We just had a lecture, I think, on the 30th of April. YouTube, it says, this is criminal. You shouldn't talk against the Zionists. We have removed this content. They want to tell you what you can speak of. And some people, now, they're going to do that. How do we react?
There are some of us that gravitate in their hearts towards them. They're like, no, you did this. They're not pleased with us. We got to do something so that they're pleased with.
This is called wilaya. This is called wilaya.
How do we deal with this? The Quran says,
بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Tell the munafiqeen, they will have a very painful punishment. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاء مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those who take kuffar as their awliya. This is a very clear-cut description of those who have wilaya of the kuffar. And therefore, they're munafiq. Now, we identified a munafiq. What do we do? The Quran says, جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Not قَاتِل. قَاتِل would mean to fight, take weapons. That's a different thing. Jihad doesn't mean qital. Qital is to fight when there is a military battle, when there's a conflict, there's weapons, there's bombs, there's guns. That's called qital. Jihad, that we translate it as fighting, it's not combat through those means necessarily. It's that they are fighting Islam, saying, no, don't talk about this verse. Don't talk about that verse. Don't talk about Quds. Don't talk about Palestine. Don't talk about Zionists stripping the world of whatever it has, stealing everything. Don't talk about that. They're trying to shut you up. This is war. They're using tactics to make people accept a certain paradigm that they want, that they agree with, and they use all the means available to them. All the options are on the table. When they do that, which munafiqeen are going to do that, and they take leadership positions. Ali ibn Abi Talib said what? جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. The Quran says Ali ibn Abi Talib implemented that. جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ. Muawiyah, no, we're not going to have this guy here. What are we supposed to do? Jahid al-kuffar and munafiqeen. We need to have jihad with the kuffar. That's one thing. We'll discuss that. Jihad with the munafiqeen. The Quran says, Ali ibn Abi Talib's behavior presents this to us. His conduct, his seerah. And Ali ibn Abi Talib is mazloom even today. Because as much as he said and did whatever he did during his time to show that is the truth, that is haq, that's the right thing, today those who are beating their chest for Amirul Mu'mineen are still not accepting what Ali ibn Abi Talib said. Somebody who says, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, but they want to please the queen, like, oh, keep him there. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, excuse me. Jahid al-kuffara wal-munafiqin. I don't care if they do know Noah's really nice. Muawiyah did the prayer really nice. That's more than Noha. Sallallahu alayki ya Amir al-Mu'minin. صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أمير المؤمنين روحي فداك Take you to the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm sure you're yearning to be there again. When your plane is landing in Najaf, you see the gold dome, and your star, your heart is already there. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. يا أمير المؤمنين, when can we come again and visit your shrine? This pandemic has made it difficult, يا علي. We used to come on Arba'een, we walked from your shrine to Karbala. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, God has given you the power. If you want, you could lift this. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't know how many of you have been to the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen, but when you go, when you sit, Ali makes you feel at home. He makes you feel you want to speak to him. You want to tell him of everything you have on your chest. You see him listening. But Ali lost that person who used to listen to him in Medina. After the Prophet, there was only one person left that Ali would look forward to see her face. But only days after the demise of the Prophet, she covered her face from Ali. يا أمير المؤمنين روحي فداك. Some say don't speak of Zahra in the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But I never understood that. How can I not speak of Zahra where Ali is? يا أمير المؤمنين, you sat there after burying her. You looked at the grave of the Prophet and said, لقد استرجعت الوديعة. Your trust has been returned to you. Now help me be patient. On this night, the call was heard. Fuzdu Arab al Kaaba. Ali is returning to Fatima. No wonder when Ali wanted to leave the house and those birds tried to stop him, the door tried to stop him from going to the masjid. Ali is saying, don't stop me, I'm going to see Fatima. Um, روحي فداك يا مولاي يا أمير المؤمنين. You will be seeing Fatima, but what can Zainab do? She saw what happened to her mother. Now she's seeing your... No wonder Zainab doesn't want him to go. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. يا حسين
Ya Ali Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Haydar Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Haydar Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla. Momino Haydar kar rar kamatam kar lo, Momino Haydar kar rar kamatam kar lo, Momino Haydar kar rar kamatam kar lo, Momino Haydar dar kar ar ka matam kar lo, lo Muhammad ke alam dar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar ar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar ar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar ka matam kar lo. Khak udao ke ali sher khuda mare gaye, khak udao ke ali sher khuda mare gaye, bazue bade mokh tar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar ka matam kar lo, momino. Momino hai dar kar rar, jo ke panjtan mein bhi hai, bara imamon mein bhi hai, jo ke panjtan mein bhi hai, bara imamon mein bhi hai, sare nabiyon ke madad gar ka matam kar lo, sare nabiyon ke madad gar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar ka matam kar lo, momino hai dar kar rar, apne qatil ko diya jisne ke jaame shireen, apne qatil ko diya jisne ke jaame shireen, usri jaam ke mukh
اتار کا ماتم کر لو مومنو حیدر کر رار کا ماتم کر لو مومنو حیدر کر رار کا ہو مل کے جبریل کے استاد کا پرسا دے لو مل کے جبریل کے استاد کا پرسا دے لو صاحب دل دھلو تل بار کا ماتم کر لو صاحب دل دھلو تل بار کا ماتم کرو مومنو حیدر کر لو محمد کے علم دار کا ماتم کر لو مومنو حیدر کر رار کا ماتم آخری شعر خاک اڑاؤ کے علی شیر خدا مارے گئے خاک اڑاؤ کے علی شیر خدا مارے گئے بازوئے احمد مختار کا ماتم کر لو بازوئے احمد مختار کا ماتم کر لو مومنو ہے در کرار کا ماتم کر لو مومنو ہے رار کا ماتم کر لو یالی مولا یالی مولا حیدر مولا یالی مولا حیدر مولا یالی مولا یالی مولا یالی مولا یالی مولا یالی مولا
صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ امیر المؤمنین علی ابن ابی طالب وصی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا امیر صلی اللہ علیہ یا فاطمہ وسیدۃ نساء العالمین صلی اللہ علیہ یا ابا محمد یا حسن ابن علی ایہا المجتبی صلی اللہ علیہ یا ابا عبد اللہ وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي ابن موسى يا الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبناء حجة الله عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته محمد Inshallah, we'll take a break and we'll be resuming at 11 o'clock for the A'mal, inshallah. We have about 30 minutes.